After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
You know, Nicolette's back. So let me see what she does. What? Hey.
Apparently, I can't twerk.
Apparently,
my ass ain't big enough.
All right, okay. What up, After Buzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio for Love and Hip Hop New York. Regrets only. I'm joined in studio. Miss Cornelia Stratwick.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Cornelia.
Hey, girl.
I hear you tapping. I hear you.
Okay, I'm banging myself.
Oh, all right, we gonna fix that, girl. We got Nicolette Sensei. Don't play.
Gowna. Oh my God! Hey, y'all. I'm back.
Unfortunately, Stefan, I am Warfire Wallace, is on a booty call session right now, so he can no longer come and play tonight.
Me and him always missing each other.
You know, y'all just jet setting.
I'm like, honey. He like, honey. I'm like, I'm back. You ain't. He like, I'm here. You ain't. I'm like, that was me right there. That was definitely me. All right.
I think you're number three. All right. Well, so y'all be just.
I was number four.
My bad. Y'all be just playing with the headphone volumes right here. So a lot happened in this episode. Mm-hmm. I was trying to keep track, and I'm just like, people's fucking people that I didn't know that they was even fucking. I'm just sitting here like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. First person I want to talk about is Miss Chrissy.
Oh, with that her pair figure.
Is that what we're calling it? Her pair figure?
Yeah.
Chrissy Dunn was sitting there for a photo shoot for an Urban Men magazine.
Yes, honey.
I thought it was. It looked like damn Grand Theft Auto 32. I was
or
like,
something.
Bitch, what are you doing? Yes. She done put that leg all the way up.
Chrissy felt she was feeling good about herself.
You know, she was taking it back to, like, you know, the 20s.
She felt good about herself.
Or the 50s. I don't know.
I liked it. Yeah. She looked good.
Yeah. I do love me a good fur.
She wants Chinks to do more than just talk.
Like, girl, you over here asking for a baby. Now you asking him for a ring. Like, you need to pick one at this point because clearly he's not ready for both. So you need to either pick to have the baby or the ring. Or, you know what? You could just move on. I mean, it's really that simple.
Aren't we supposed to get the ring, then the baby?
I mean, at this point, with her age rate, she needs to start making them babies now.
Oh, no. Okay. Is that what we're doing?
I mean, that's what we're doing. That's what I'm here for.
Erica, is worried because she wants to talk to her son about getting married to Bow Wow because Bow Wow has proposed to her. So she tells her mom, she says, Mom, remember when I was 9 years old and we went to the circus and Bow Wow performed at the circus? I'm like, what circus?
With all my other obsessions.
What circus was Bow Wow performing?
That's what I'm like, back in the 90s, people performed everywhere. Usher performed at our back-to-school rally in, like, elementary school. Like, it was
Crisscross performed in the park for, like, a teddy bear thing. I was
just perform places.
But the circus?
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, you gotta get them paychecks.
I guess.
So 2006, she was in his video, and
she was so excited.
You know, and so he took a real good care of her. So she goes to the zoo. She tells her son about Bow Wow, and he was adorable. He was
so freaking cute.
Well, I feel weird, and I can't express it.
I mean, it is weird. Your mom's marrying someone.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
One that you haven't even met. What if Bow Wow, and what if he hates Bow Wow, and it's just that?
You know?
That's yeah.
I mean, he looked like he old enough to be like, I don't even like his music.
Yeah, like, so if he really does not get along with him, then what? Mm-hmm. You still gonna marry the dude? I thought you bring someone around right before you get engaged to make sure that the two mesh together. But that's just,
the explanation that she gave him was a really great one. So, I mean, you know, I'm sure he'll feel comfortable somehow. I just hope, you know, the little girl doesn't turn out to be a brat and they don't, you know, start fighting and stuff. He's going to be like, I did not ask for a sister, okay? Mm-hmm. Mom, I did not ask. You just said that you was going to get a husband and now you over here bringing over this little sister, okay?
Well, he looked more excited for the sister than damn Bow Wow.
That is true.
Because him and Bow Wow look the same age.
Oh. Moving on from that, Yandium and DC's. I don't know what kind of storyline we're trying to get from them. Like, I don't know if we're trying to build a spinoff or something, or what kind of sitcom.
There is no spinoff with that drama, honey.
It's like the Brooklyn.
Like.
Harlem.
Yeah, wherever kind of family. I don't know what kind of family we're talking about here, but Yandium and DC's are still complaining about the Remy situation.
I would, too.
Well, how do you feel about that? This bitch showed up in the same outfit as Yandy last week.
Literally, I was like, she is a stalker. Like, I really wanted to take out the knife and just be like, I was like, girl, you have my weave in, you have my shirt on, you have my heels on, like, who are you trying to be? Like, I know you ain't gonna take my place. And then she had the nerve to come into the conversation with her and Mendici's in the studio with her bright blue ass shirt and the leather jacket, like, what's going on in here? Like, bitch, we did not ask you and we did not call you for your name to come in here and try to regulate our situation that we're having about our kids. What are you even doing in here? Why are you even in my face? Like, I would have punched the shit out of her.
Yeah, you know, she said to Mendici's, you know, she brings up the Remy drama. She's like, this bitch wore the same outfit mm-hmm. as me. He starts talking about, well, you know, she's just inspired by you, Yandy.
Good one, Mendici's. You tried
inspired.
It. Mendici's, stop. And he's so New York. He's so. She's just inspired by you. No, she's crazy. And even if she isn't crazy, she's not smart enough to know that certain things make you look crazy. Because when you get a certain age, you know, you're like, oh, this makes me look a little crazy.
Right.
She had her same outfit on.
The same outfit. Like. And that's then she crazy. Walks up in the room like, are you okay, Mendy's? Like.
Like, are you okay, bitch? Are you okay? Monice on
like, me. I mean, come on now, girl. Know your boundaries, honey.
Yandy talking about
sit at a desk and stare at a wall, okay?
Yandy talking about she disrespectful. Like, mm-hmm. I would never talk to my employer or my employer's wife like that. Mendici's, nah, you right. You right.
Listening.
He found her right. on Instagram, though. Y'all can't. We can't really hope for much.
So Yandy gets put on bed rest. Her blood pressure's high. Now you would think Mendici's would be a little more open to, hey babe, you're pregnant, bed rest, let me do a little more work around the house. But instead, he got mad that Yandy went to an event and he had to go pick up Amir from school. And so,
well, because she forgot about him.
And that she was at an event and she figured that he would be able mm-hmm. to be responsible and go pick up the kid. Mm-hmm. But instead, what does he do? He says, nope, let's rub this in her face. Mm-mm. Your kid's at the... He could have been in the hospital. Now, he probably said it a little more rough than that. And now he's trying to backpedal out of it.
Either way, you don't play with a pregnant woman like that. Like, you don't play with a mom like that. But when somebody's pregnant... that far along, you can't be like, oh, our kid's in hospital. Because any rushing that she does, any blood pressure raising, anything, she could trip and fall, and that's it. You can't do that, Mindy C. Like, you can't do that. She's pregnant.
Oh, hell no.
But he doesn't get that.
She didn't get too fucked. She done pushed his ass.
She sure did. And
pregnant,
I'm just,
and all, she said, what?
And I'm like, I mean, at least Peter, when Amina was young, was like, babe, calm down, the baby, the baby.
That's because he was jet lagged. He couldn't do anything. He was tired from the plane ride back from Barbados.
Well, Yandy is cussing Mendici's out, yelling at him. Mendici's just sitting there talking about, you know, everything you do is more important than the kids. I'm sitting here like, dude, she took care of your child for a year.
And she met with your baby mama, her hood ass mama, your mom, everybody's mom, to get custody of your kid, Mendici's. Chill.
He's talking about understand. Go do something. Go do what?
Well, I've been doing, you were in prison.
And then that's when Remy comes in with her damn wet seal ass outfit.
I'm oh my god, it was bitch. So wet seal.
That
I hate
royal
you.
Blue with the fucking jean pullover jacket, like you
oh
know,
god.
That
you
was
know
like 2002.
One of those wet seal with a ribbon on it and shit. Like, girl,
she got her underwear from Chica's. So she comes in, Mendici's. Is that? Bitch, I will break your arm.
I would have just
several places on your arm.
I would have just took
bitch.
Her hair and just went.
Right, Remy, you need to be wearing some Remy, bitch.
Matter of fact, let me take yours.
Bye.
Since it belongs to me anyway. Okay.
Mendici's goes on to say, "You always leaving me to pick up the pieces with these kids." I don't even understand how he came up with that.
She right. should have just went off on him. She should have destroyed him. And not saying destroy him like emasculated, because I don't believe in the emasculation of men. I don't. Mm-hmm. However, sometimes you got to let people know and say, listen, what you mean? I've been pick up the pick. You were incarcerated. You were incarcerated, remember? Remember? And your kid was staying with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not his mom. He was staying with me. Mm-hmm. So, I'm sorry, Mendici's. Please clarify, because I don't understand.
Right. Oh, damn. Moving on from that. So we get Johnny and Rich talking.
Meeting at CC's Pizza, mind you. Where were they at?
They look like California Chicken Cafe or whatever it's called. Fucking.
It was at Z Pizza.
Looking like
it
Chipotle.
Looked like they was at Showbiz.
But I'm just like.
They were at Showbiz Pizza.
I'm watching this. I'm sitting
waiting
here.
On the performance of the puppets on the stage. You know what I'm saying?
Like, girl, it is
guitar,
never that
saying.
Serious to go to a place with plastic cups in a red straw, okay? To a restaurant with a fur jacket on and some high thigh boots.
Right. If I was there with my family, I'd be like, oh my god, is that Chuck E. Cheese? Like, no. Is she going to perform?
A waitress was coming out with a cup full of coins and a frozen birthday cake and some, and a tablecloth. Like, where were they?
None of that. And then blue performance shorts. Like, what?
I mean, just the whole situation was doing the most for the situation. Like,
alright, and so then here we go. Johnny's sitting up there and she's just like,
like she done took an e-pill or something. Like, bitch, what you on? Like, to want him?
She's dropping tabs in her fountain soda.
Seriously, like, I'm like,
she's turning up at Chipotle. She's,
I mean, over like, here rubbing legs not, and shit. Like,
rubbing legs. The bitch had her fucking the back of her heel
and
rubbing
her
on his dick.
Hair,
like,
like,
you will not be at Pizza Rev for trying to get a pop in the booth. Like, we are at Pizza Rev. Like, you will not. I can't.
Talking about meet me in the bathroom.
Right,
like, meet you in the
bathroom. There's children in there.
First of all, it's going to take you about 15 minutes to take those damn tights off, and then to take the damn tights underneath those fucking performance shorts off, bitch.
First of all, it is a public bathroom. First of all, it's a public bathroom. Like, I'm sorry. That's enough
look,
for me.
You know what I mean? People are into okay. some certain things. That looked like a family establishment. It was midday. I'm just sitting here like, you know what I mean? Like, bitch, y'all could have went to a Fresh and Easy or something.
They're going to go in the family
fresh and
bathroom
easy.
The changing table and vibe.
If they was going to get scandalous, they should have waited till nighttime. Okay.
Go to that strip club that Cisco be going to.
Right.
With the four people. Right. All right. So all we really got from that situation was Johnny seemed drugged up and right. licking biting her lips and they did something about
it. Rich. Fuck Rich.
What is it, Johnny?
Let me tell you.
I'm really trying to figure it out because we know it ain't the D, okay?
It must be. Like, girl, honestly.
No.
I know we've seen pictures, but that shit must be like Inspector Gadget. Like, it just opened up into all different shapes and forms.
Or he
must
be good with his
words.
No, with his mouth. That's the only other thing.
Maybe.
He's old.
He got them jagged edges in his mouth. He's like, all right, just a little massage. He just vibrates the tender.
I don't even want to picture him right now.
He be like eating it through like he a shrew. Like,
you know what? I just feel like girls can easily talk him into things. So I feel like the girls get the pleasure of, you know, the pleasure of Rich just being like excited or whatever because he'd be like doing all these things for them when he doesn't even be doing shit. So I really don't understand.
It gotta be more. Because you can get any old simp.
Yeah, I'm like, you can excite a lot of fucking things.
Maybe he's a good talker. Clearly he's a good talker.
Clearly he doing something in the bedroom. I'm telling you, him, Peter Guns,
yeah.
I don't know what the fuck they be doing. But they're doing something. Their penises are like fucking Power Rangers or something. Morphin' time, bitch. Because these bitches be here. These bitches be waiting like they are the fucking Jordans. Like they are new releases, bitch. Like they are like, wait, Rich gonna be there? Peter gonna be there? Like, am I missing something? I must not have subscribed to the e-letter or something, because I'm wondering. I'm wondering what these fucking go-go gadget-ass dicks be doing.
I am not even wondering.
It has to be something.
Go-go gadget dicks.
I am
done. I can't.
All right, so Rich, Peter, and Cisco meet up. Fucking Three Stooges here.
Seriously, dumb, dumb, and dumber.
Cisco's dumb with Strawberry. He wants to know more about Sin's situation.
She don't want you, bro.
She is way out of your league with your quiet, sweater ass. Okay.
But honestly, there's something about them that makes me want them to pursue this. I know. I'm giving into this. I shouldn't.
Didn't she date Drake? Like, you can't date Drake and then start dating. Yeah, because remember Erica Mendel was like, why don't you call Drake? She got so many dudes that she used to deal with. Why is she talking to Rich?
She used to date Drake.
Hey, but you know, hey, it's maybe Sin might be able to, you know what I mean? Sin might be able to put Cisco in his place, you know?
I mean, maybe. Girl, I mean, she definitely looked like a bitch who would make sure he ain't, you know, doing his thing and he'd be all about it. But she's too good for him.
She is.
He is, no, I hope she does not go to that level.
Peter talking to them about how Amina's a snitch. Like, you're 50. Like, why are you talking about snitching? Like,
you're mad because, again, you got caught, like, and you're blaming it on your baby mama, like, your wife, first of all, it's your wife.
She's from Germany. She don't know nothing about no snitching.
He said I was violating some no snitching code.
I ain't your dude, like...
I can't.
No.
And so Rich then, Diamond Strawberry goes to call and meet up with Rich. And so she wanted someone to talk to that knows Cisco. And she kind of comes out to say that she waited for Cisco to pass out. And she used his finger to use the scanner on the phone. And
that's psycho. I'm sorry. That's psycho.
That is kind of psycho.
It's psycho. Women are doing it, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised by it, but these guys be psycho out here, too. Like, you have two houses? Like, you got me up in the Pentagon?
I'd be worried when they be having, like, six cell phones. It's like, damn. Yeah, like, even when they have two, I'm like, what you need two for?
I got a whole phone. You got your real phone and you got a whole phone.
Oh, hell
right, bitch,
no.
Because you can make them two numbers attached to one phone.
I know
phone.
A couple dudes with a whole phone.
A whole phone?
Yeah, that has had whole phones.
And it's untraceable, too.
Oh, no, it's traceable.
Oh.
But that's the whole, what the whole gonna tell you? Don't give me the whole phone, put me on the whole phone. Here,
yeah,
take
bitch,
this number down.
That's when my that's when my Metro PC,
they gonna give me the whole phone number.
I can't.
she still wants to see if there's something between her and Cisco. There's not.
Girl,
so, girl, you done lost all your scenes for the show. We don't need you.
Seriously, it's never happening again. Like, we don't have to hear your voice. We don't have to see you going in on him. And clearly we get the fact that you think you're better than him. Like, anybody better than Cisco. Like, let's just be real.
I'm surprised that he's not dealing with her still, though. I'm more surprised about him. Hmm. Because look at Cisco. He looked like he was wearing a sleeping bag with that white sweater on. Are we really checking for Cisco while we're in the streets? I was surprised that he's not still willing to take her back.
No, like, honestly, like, our roommate even was like,
it's not even his
Cisco
time.
Was everything. Like, people really be out here thinking that, like, people really be out here going for guys like that. And you know he's like, hey, I'm a producer. You heard that track, Hot Boys. I'm that Molly Mall. Like, that one song
Hot
from the
Boys.
Summer, bitches be like, yeah.
I just really want to know what his game is.
No,
still trying to figure out what his game is, because to me, he looks really awkward in social situations. Like, especially tonight, I don't understand what his game is. Like, it's not his looks. Like,
his game is, I'm a producer, I have my thin pencil beard, and I'm wearing my sweater.
And I'm quiet.
Like, that's his game. Like, but all these dudes, they be up there with the damn, like, Rich be up here wearing oversized clothes. Talking about,
you know what I mean, man? Like,
they're stuck in their era. Like, they're stuck in their era. They have not came out their era.
Sure the fuck have not.
But Cisco is only, like, what, 27?
Whoa.
He wasn't even big enough to wear those clothes.
He was raised by, I don't know who he was raised by. Man, he was raised by Rich then, maybe. Or Bill Cosby. So, Diamond wrote him a 5-page letter. All right, Aaliyah.
Like, 5 pages, though? I wouldn't even read a 5-page letter if someone wrote that to me. That is too long.
Those ain't just like, bitch, ain't no man reading 5 pages. They'd be like, get through.
I'm just like, girl, he
I'm
didn't.
I'm surprised if he even read it.
Yeah,
he didn't even want you in his house.
That's true. They were doing it in the car.
Like, I'm not in school. I am not about to write a 5-page letter. Like, you got me fucked up. Like, she really over here.
It's just like
writing a 5-page letter, like, for a man. Like,
he's not gonna read it.
I mean, but it's just like, you know what I mean? Trummer. Let's think of your target audience. You know what I mean? Like, does Cisco look like he reads one?
No. I mean, I feel like this is the letter.
I feel like the letter looked like it has, like, what is it called?
No, let me
Lisa Frank stickers on it.
No, the letter is like, has it.
It's written in gel pens.
You know her letter's like, hey, Cisco, you know, a lot of shit was happening, but I am not in the wrong here, okay? But, you know, like, it is what it is. But I just want to say that I did not do anything wrong. Like, in and out. And he's going to be, like, reading it like this.
He ain't going to pass page like, one. She probably sprayed perfume on it, too. You know what I mean?
She is that metallic gel pen that when you wet certain spots, it turns to the...
I can't.
And then when she folded it, you know, she folded it.
She folded in that old school bag for me. You used to cross it and you used to fold the top and tuck it in.
And then when you pull the bottom tab, it opens up.
I love it.
And she put a little glitter in it, so when it opens, it's like... And Cisco's like, what the fuck is this?
It probably smells like strawberries.
She sprayed. You know she did spray it.
It totally smells like strawberries.
Jessica Simpson, Strawberry Passion. Psh. All right. I don't know if Jessica Simpson makes perfume anymore.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Like, showing my age. All right. Moving on from that. Yeah. So, Peter and Amina. Peter shows up at the apartment, pissed off at Amina. He's packing his suitcases. Girl.
Not a suitcase, a trash bag.
Well, yeah. It was funny to decide that he couldn't put half of the clothes in the actual suitcase. He was just like grabbing a duffel bag.
They didn't fit. They were Jankos. Like, you see how big those pants were? And I'm like, these are really big pants.
They really were Jankos.
Jankos jeans?
Those Paco jeans.
I cannot just see.
He comes up. He's yelling at Amina. Says that he's, you know, I just can't deal with this anymore. Like, you snitching. You're just telling all my business. And like, he probably called her a dumb bitch. And they probably just edited that out. Talking about, I'm in love with two women. Like, she just gave birth to your daughter, like, and you up here talking about she's a bad person. Horrible, you're a horrible person. You're just out here telling people my business. Peter, you were out fucking all of these bitches.
Right.
You're the horrible person.
Well, you're on TV, Peter.
I'm just
sad that telling all your business. We're on TV.
Hello? We're on TV.
It blows my mind. It really blows my mind.
It blows my mind that she was like, I'm sorry I did that. Like,
I told you, though. We went back a couple weeks. These bitches really be like, I'm so sorry. Like, it's all my fault.
She cried. But at least he's telling the truth. He told her he was in love with two women. At least he's telling her. Like, is that some improvement? I think. I don't know.
She's out here talking about, I mean, I just don't understand. Apparently I broke some code of rule. No snitching. You know, I have a very big decision to make. If I leave for Germany, I may just stay there. Yes, bitch! That's what we've been saying the whole time. I don't know. I don't know. We see her leave at the end. But
she's not leaving.
Well, I'm glad she at least left. Mm-hmm. If it's for a month, 2 weeks, whatever, she left at least.
Well, I'm irritated she went and met up with Tara again. And I'm irritated because I just feel like...
You know what?
I'm so over Tara. I feel like Tara is... Tara and Peter have this scheme going on to where Tara's going to end up with Peter again. I just feel it. I really feel it.
Well, somebody said on our YouTube episode at the bottom that they're engaged now.
I can't.
That she's wearing a ring.
But you know what? If that's the truth, then you know what, girl? You deserve him. Y'all deserve each other. And y'all can go down to the bottom of y'all's nasty-ass feet, okay, and just have a great life.
I hope it's not true. That's what somebody said.
I really believe it probably is.
I really think it is.
But why would you do that? I hope it's
because
not.
She's dude, still, you saw you know her why? Tonight. Like, she's pushing so hard about Amina when clearly there's like six other chicks that he was cheating on her with. So she ain't even thinking about the other six. She's thinking about right now with this one chick. She
because
ain't
about the other six aren't her. Competing with her on Love and Hip Hop.
And he didn't marry them.
Right.
She's mad. She put the work in. She waited it out, waited for him to get it together, and he didn't
do that. She didn't go nowhere.
He married her. That's why she keeps saying, for 2 years, he was with you as a baby for 2 years. He was only with you for 2 years. Because she put all that time in and didn't get anything. Yeah, with two badass kids.
She's been with him for 15 years.
Right, but he's never going to change. He never changed. He's not. Never going to change.
But she's not going anywhere.
And so that's why Tara will be in purgatory for the rest of her life. So Tara and Amina... Tara tells Amina Peter is denying everything, says, Amina's like, are you fucking Peter still? Look, I can do whatever I want with Peter. Like, here, Tara. So, and you know, Tara did say some real shit to her tonight. She said, look, like, why would you think that he wouldn't do this to you? He will leave you with the baby just like he left me. Well, you saying that, Tara, but then now you out here, what, wanting Peter back? He gonna do the same shit to you again, and it's gonna happen to you twice. If Amina gets up and leaves and walks away from this, she will be done. You're the only one that keeps coming back. Like, right. Bitch, you up here sitting trying to get a fucking...
She's trying to win. She's trying to win.
You winning by what? Digging in the dumpster for some old pizza? Yeah, like, girl,
I mean,
pie. Like,
I know,
why aren't they ever mentioning his other baby mamas?
Because those bitches are probably done.
No, we're not involved in this.
They could have been like, you see how he don't bring them up. He's going to do the same thing to us. Like, I don't... Why is this
no,
new
Tara really feels...
I mean, because Tara's been with him for 15 years throughout everything. So at this point, this is probably a nothing situation.
Right, so she's also been sleeping. She's also been through probably about 150 girls.
I know, that's crazy, man.
And I mean, that number's probably low.
This is probably the worst.
If Erica's out here banging 300 dudes, I can imagine what Peter Guns has ran through. Like in Thomas the Tank.
I mean, it's probably just worse to her because it's on TV. She's probably dealt with these situations before, but it was just like, Peter, stop, okay?
But it's like, stop. With Amina, I honestly just feel like Amina doesn't get it. Like, she really is just like, this is a shock to her. Like, I've never dealt with a guy. Like, you know, I feel like that until last week we heard that story.
But she's like, you were out here. Like, you've seen what he was doing.
But she's that, how could you do that to me type.
Like, she sees it and it has happened to her, but she still hasn't mastered the game to understand that some people are just shitty. Mm. She's that, how could you do this to me? Why would you do this to me? I can't believe, why would you? Why? She's that. The why girl, not the, that's how they are, stop dealing with people like that. She hasn't gotten that. And she, some people never get it. There's people who always get dogged out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always. And Amina seems like that type. She knew he was having sex with six girls, and then she gonna turn around and start dating him. And then, while he was sleeping with Tara, then turn around and start dating him, and now she's married to him.
Mm-hmm. I can't.
Damn. And so Tara tells Amina to toughen up, and I'm just sitting here like, Tara, take you your damn own advice.
Right,
like,
you need to toughen up.
And so Amina packs for Germany. And so we'll see next
week. Hopefully she, we know she's not going to stay, but.
Hopefully she does.
But you know what I want to say? I want to say this is unfortunate. If Amina would have been a little smarter and a little stronger and would have stood against Peter the way she should have, she could have had an album out. She could have been doing something musically. Her own stupidity blew this. This was her chance to do something. She blew it.
She really blew it.
She's talented. She can play instruments. What singer out here can play instruments now? Not many. Mm. Not many. Mm-mm. She can actually sing. And it sucks that her being... It's a lot of people who can't sing. You ain't got to be able to sing to get on. But it sucks that this made her look too dumb for people to want to even deal with her musically. She blew it, man.
Honestly.
Girl, you blew it, man.
And it's so crazy. Like, Peter Guns, he's a real character. Like, he's a real character. Like, he just really reminds me of people. Like, I can't. So, Amina has a performance. Mm-hmm. Rich, Cisco, Paris, and Sinner there. Cisco recognizes Paris.
And she was so excited.
The Dungeon family? Paris has been with every crew and set. She probably was with Wu-Tang back in 99. She was like, were you with Wu-Tang back in there?
Tribe Called Quest.
The Tribe, right? Yo, didn't I see you with EPMD when they first got started? I could have swore you was with Houdini in the background. Weren't you with Houdini, though?
Houdini,
I saw you on Crush Groove. Remember you were on Crush Groove? She has been with every set and crew.
She was actually the fourth member of JJ Fad.
See? Supersonic.
So Cisco is there with his damn Gap commercial sweater, looking like Gargamel from the Smurfs.
Cisco looked like he was wearing a burrito. That's what he looked like. He was
Cisco looked like an uncut dick in that fucking hoodie.
I am done.
He's like, turtle.
Cisco looked like he was wearing a crescent roll. You pop it with the roll and open, you open the thing, boop, it come out with the roll out of the back.
Cisco looked like the fucking, what was that fucking snowman book we used to read when we were little with the green... You know what I'm talking about?
That the one head.
Yes.
He looks like a permanent pillow fight. That's what Cisco looks like.
Hashtag what Cisco looks like.
Not that Cisco.
Oh, he looks nothing like this Cisco.
He definitely don't look like that Cisco.
Mm-mm. Oh, man. All right, so Cisco gets introduced to Sin. You know, Rich, hey, have Cisco, you ever met Sin before? No, I haven't had the pleasure. He wet his whole skin stash.
I can't.
Like an alien, he has to wet it before his prayer. I haven't met her yet.
Jeez, buddy.
I'm like, please, sir. Sin was like, I'm going to go fill my drink up. He was like, actually, we all should do this.
Sin was about it. She was like, hey.
Really? I don't know.
You not see that when she was like taking their drink? She was like,
girl, stay away from
me. She was probably like, let me wet my own lips.
He looked like he was hungry. Leave her alone.
Maybe the skin stash is strategic for... You know, Hispanic men. I mean,
that's
really
all the hair he has,
out.
So you better hold on to it.
He needs to thicken up that stash.
Right, so I'm getting fuck up and get a fucking paper cut. So Amina starts performing. Mm-hmm. Not My Cup of Tea. You know, she played the fuck out of that guitar. She's a great guitarist, but the vocals was not. Mm-hmm. But I do know people outside of here.
She's had,
who fuck with Amina's music? Like, they be, like, showing us, like,
I mean, there's a couple of songs that I liked, but it's just this one was like,
yeah, like that window pane song, like I'm
staring out.
I haven't listened to it.
Right. And I mean, my thing is, it's just like,
we have a friend who really fucks with him in a butterfly. Right. Like, yeah, legit. Like,
he'd be bumping it in his room, and I'm like,
wait, because of the show?
I don't know.
Or before?
Like, no, because of the show. Because of the show. Yeah, for sure. No, but I mean, I was just like, you know, girl, we all know what you're going through, but just, can you not sing about it? Can you sing about something different? Like, we do not want to hear what you're going through. Okay.
She's like, you know, I'm just going to sing this song about all the stress in my life and how I pull back to peace. I'm like, you don't.
Girl, you're still living in it, swimming in it. Okay.
Poor thing. I think she just doesn't get it. She right. just, she's that, I can't believe why me, you hurt me. Why are people so evil? The world is so cold. Like, one of those.
So I feel like Peter is the type of guy who, the girl he fucks with is the one who he feels is more on. So, like, I feel like in his mind, he looks better if he's with Tara, and people will like him and Tara better. And so in this moment,
I don't know what he'd be thinking.
Well, and me either in this moment in time and situation. Actually, I do because... But so Amin is performing, so Pete is so excited because he's like, you know, he got to the front and they were like, your name's not on the list. That's my wife. That's my wife performing. And you know, he caused some big scene walking
you
up in there.
No, he did though.
Got some sort of drink ticket to get him a drink yeah, up in there. Walked up to Mona. The production was like, so we have like drinks or something like I'm with the crew. You know he did that. And here he is, all up against, she's performing, he's like all up against the back of the stage.
Just staring, like a creep.
And
like,
I'm just more worried no one told Cisco to get off the stage. I was like, Cisco, like.
Over there looking like.
An altar boy, like, sir.
Looking like he did not know what he was listening to. Like, what zone was he in?
Ugh. So then Amina finishes her performance and Peter, acting like he doing something, come out there. She puts the guitar on the stool and he takes the guitar off the stool
like
and puts it on the ground.
Like, you didn't even help her when she was pregnant right. with her stuff for the photo shoot.
Or like building the crib.
Or the
this
crib.
Bitch is out here
yeah.
building cribs and shit.
But you don't take her guitar.
She was like, what are you doing, Peter?
You're putting it on
You're
the
here. Cartoon. Why are you here?
Why are you here? Because he's... like, he's just so miserable. I can't. Why are these people in our lives?
Girl.
Why are they in our lives?
Yo, Peter's face looks like the warhead. Yo, know those little faces on warheads, the candy?
Aww.
Peter's face looked like that with them bags under his eye. Blah.
Peter looked like a spare tire.
He looked like a troll.
A troll. Why was I just about to say that? Damn. Get out of my head.
Yo.
A troll.
He looked like Elmer Fudd.
He does.
Legit. I'm worried. I'm worried, y'all. He says he wants his family back. He doesn't feel...
Which one? Which other family? Nine
because now you have another family, right.
Peter has nine families.
And she said what? She wanted him to tell Tara and the boys...
That it's, you know... Mina's the one for me. It's not like our situation. I really want to be with her. Like...
Don't feel comfortable doing that. Well, then bye. Like, bye. What don't you feel comfortable? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. You went on a fucking vacation. My thing is, I just can't get over this. Like, anything you say, you went on a vacation. Like, you sitting up here talking about Amina's disgust. She's disgusting. She snitched on you. Bitch, you was fucking
Years ago.
Fucking snitched. Some bitch in some trash ass motel. And you out here fucking
lied
at Sandals Beach down in fucking Puerto Rico.
Right.
With Tara. Mm-hmm. As fucking Amina is giving birth. Like, I cannot with
anything. He's being honest. That's the only thing I can give him. I can only... That's
just
the only
now.
Thing I
he
can
just
give.
Now
yeah.
is starting to be
he
honest.
He said he can't do it, you know?
Yeah.
But you know what? Amina's going to accept that. So let's not get too upset, guys.
I know.
Because she's going to be like, well, all right, man.
Well, I'm rooting for her to stay out there, so. Or it's going to be like, you know, I just came back from Germany. It was such a great vacation. And,
you know, I really,
I'm
like,
back.
Got myself
yeah,
together.
I
don't need Peter.
I don't want him. But then he's going to show up at your door, like, ding dong. Yep. I'm here. Why did you go to Germany? And a whole nother fiasco. Like, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, man. All right. On that note, let's head into predictions.
Let's do it. Rich Dollaz done fuck the homie.
So I feel like we're getting set up. Cisco alludes to the fact of maybe Rich might have slept with Diamond, and then Rich,
and he'd feel some type of way if that happened.
And Rich was like, "Yeah, I cannot. Linked up with her or something like that." But I don't know. Rich What did he say? I smashed her.
No, Cisco was like, you know, I was thinking about, you know, Diamond Strawberry and stuff like that, and you know what would bother me is if you did hook up with her. And he said, "I already did."
Wait, but
just like that,
hook
after
up,
he
like,
hooked up with what's her face. Like, should I let it in?
Yo, bitch, people really be out here. Like, they will fuck your friend. They will fuck your fucking friend, just to be
and
like.
He said it like it was nothing.
Nothing.
I can't.
Like, I mean, it was just some pussy.
Mm-mm.
Rich, I don't understand. What is it, guys? What is it that's keeping people in his face? It can't be the show. It can't be Love and Hip Hop. It can't.
Maybe the dick is like, I mean, it looked like a mushroom. Might be like Mario. You just put that in your mouth and you just be like, you know what I mean? Super, you feel like Super Mario or something. Mm-mm. I was like wondering because. we get Erica versus Sin. Erica's like, yeah, like.
Sorry. Why are you even here?
Sorry that you thought I cared.
So petty, man. Oh, she's so
petty. I heard
petty.
You with Cisco.
Did she say that?
That's cute.
No. I was going to be like, oh. Oh, that would be the worst.
That's funny.
That would be the worst.
Yandy versus Mendices.
They need to get together.
I, like, don't even know, like, it just seems so contrived. Yeah. Like, I just feel like they fuck with each other so hard that when they aren't arguing, it's like, when they are arguing, I just feel like y'all are making this up. Because, right. You know, Yandy would put you right in place. Right. And Mendices, you're going to do what Yandy says.
I mean,
because
Mendices
her.
Doesn't even like to fight. He's just like, all right, whatever.
And
she's
her.
Doing all the energy of this whole fighting. And he's just like, all right, Yandy, just go home. Just go home.
I love them. And then finally, I'm so excited for this. Chinx is pissed. He saw this fucking Grand Theft Auto ass photo shoot Chrissy did and her hoe ass picture. And she was like, that's art, boo. That's art. That Male Urban magazine. That's art, boo.
Honey, you are wearing some lingerie that you got off of Hollywood
in a
Boulevard.
Stripper
like,
jacket. Like,
that ain't art, honey.
But what did
she tried
expect?
It.
Love and Hip Hop, you end up doing booty mags. Everybody that's been on here has posted in a booty mag. Did you think she wasn't going to be in a booty mag?
And she was all about it.
She was all
everybody.
And I still got
it, honey.
You know what, though, Chrissy? Yeah, girl.
Chrissy
you
was, no, she
that.
Felt sexy, and that's all that matters. She felt good about
at
herself.
At least she got that weave together. Girl.
Right.
Like, I don't know if that was a
I'm
weave
so
or a wig or whatever.
I'm cockatoo.
All right, on that note, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Me at Canelia.
Me at Sensei Don't Play.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.